T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brad Garrett is joining us, crime and terrorism analyst from Washington, D.C. We've been hearing all this week that the Trump administration's considering banning the Chinese-owned TikTok app. Brad, you're up on a lot of this stuff. Why is this app so dangerous?
So think about, let's start with numbers. 60 to 80 million folks in this country are signed up to use TikTok. The tech experts contend that TikTok collects a lot more data than they need to collect to run the app. You know, things like your IP address, your GPS pings, maybe your passwords, maybe your search history, etc. But the big concern is that TikTok is really owned by a Chinese company. China has a national law that basically allows the Chinese to look at the data of tech companies that are in China. Now, TikTok contends, and I guess rightly so, that they are a U.S. company with a U.S. CEO, all true, but they're still owned by the Chinese. So I think the federal government is big time concerned that the data that they collect on you and I gets them passed to the Chinese.
Is it hard to kind of get people to wrap their heads around, because you think about TikTok and it's just, it's, you know, what do most people our age think? It's a stupid app for kids to post stupid videos, right? But to kind of go a little bit deeper than just the surface and understand why this might be a problem.
Right. And yeah, you're exactly right. What goes on, by and large, on TikTok is just sort of innocent silliness, which is fine. But the problem is the things I mentioned. They're collecting all of this information to, I think, do a couple things. One is, do they find in those millions of folks that are on TikTok here, are there people that are in sensitive jobs? Or they figure out through the kids that are on who their parents are. They will then try to do a profile of the parents to see what their vulnerabilities are, financial, otherwise. I mean, there's a lot of work way beyond just what gets dumped in off of data collected from an app. And if you think about that and multiply it worldwide, because the Chinese are just sucking up data in every country around the world. I'm talking about billions of people they're collecting potentially data on. Think about that down the road, because that stuff doesn't go away. So, you know, do they use it now to target certain people or to use the information against another person? Maybe. Do they just hold on to it until you end up in some really high profile or important job and then pull it up if it's got anything that's worth potential compromise of you? So it sort of goes on and on, but I get that the average user would go, well, doesn't other apps collect some of the same information? The answer, of course, is yes, to include, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. But as I mentioned earlier, the big rub is that those companies are not owned by the Chinese.
Are there other Chinese-owned apps out there that many Americans might have, you know, on their phones?
Absolutely. Probably a number of them. So is this the case of, okay, do you shut down TikTok? For example, India has shut down TikTok, so you can't use it there. Could we do that? The answer is yes, we could. But will they go around that through other apps? The answer is yes, and probably do anyway. So this is kind of a problem that doesn't really have a solution, in my view, because everything is sort of out there now. And the way we communicate, the way we go on social media apps to share whatever we share, open us up to all sorts of potential collection way beyond whatever we're doing on a particular social media app. So, going after TikTok, is that the right thing to do? Maybe. But it certainly doesn't solve the problem.
I mean, we're nearing a point, all these apps and the sheer popularity of something like TikTok, not to mention all the Huawei phones that you can get, not here in the U.S., but in Canada and certainly all across the globe. I mean, the Chinese government might know more about the attitudes of Americans and what we're doing on a daily basis than, you know, the NSA or maybe even your own husband or wife.
Well, I will tell you that the amount of money they spend doing this, I mean, it's my understanding that they've even created within China an infrastructure to store all this data. If you can imagine that, of the billions of people, I mean, this is a big, long-term, a really big deal as to what you may be able to do with data as time goes on. There really is not a ready-made solution to this.
Yeah, I'm guessing you have not downloaded the TikTok app.
It's not on my list of things to do.
Oh, I was looking forward to seeing some of your TikToks, Brad. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait a little bit longer. Hey, thanks so much for coming on with us. It's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst for ABC, talking about the TikTok. What the conversation is basically around and why the U.S. may be looking to get rid of it from the app stores here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.